Let us pray. God, we love you and we thank you for this time. We thank you for your word for us for today. God, I ask that you speak through me and in spite of me that your word might be proclaimed. In Christ's name, amen. So our scripture for today, that was my wave for the day, all right? There we go, it's done. Get those waves. Scripture for today comes from Ephesians 1, 3 through. I'm actually going to read through 14. It says 12, and that was my mistake. Maybe 12. We'll see. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Just as he chose us to be in Christ before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless before him in love. He destined us for adoption as his children through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he freely bestowed on us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and insight, he has made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure that he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to gather up all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. In Christ we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of him who accomplishes all things according to his counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of his glory." That's good. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Oh, man, look at that. They were ahead over there. So, like, late November, early December, I decided I was going to do something that I hadn't ever done before. We have Rick, he's a new staff member, and I was like, I'm going to get ahead. I'm going to like plan out 6 months of scriptures and sermons and series. And I sat down at my desk and I went to town and I started, you know, praying and pondering about what this new year, what we should talk about in the new year, what direction, kind of how that would all flow. And some of those would be kind of curriculum-based, and some would be just diving into particular books of the Bible. Well, this book, Which Way, Lord? Exploring Your Life's Purposes and the Journeys of Paul, caught my attention as a good series to kind of start the year with as we kind of went up to Lent, which is just a few weeks away. So I want to give you a heads up. Ash Wednesday is on Valentine's Day. So if you're planning to make Valentine's reservations, do it on Monday or Tuesday so that you can join us for Ash Wednesday services. So in the book, there are topics like purpose, facing adversity, dealing with detours, and relying on God. You know, I had good intentions in my planning. And these topics, well, maybe God was at work in my pondering and my planning. Facing adversity, dealing with detours, relying on God. Because I don't know if these could be more relevant for my life right now, and I don't know, maybe yours as well. But I can tell you, the preaching schedule may not be what I had all thought out it to be. I may be gone a Sunday or two. Today's chapter starts off by talking about purpose. I know that there is no shortage of books that fill the shelves that talk about purpose. In the scripture, in this book, it talks about Paul, and these are some of the travels of Paul, And today we're going to talk about from Ephesians, so maybe this should be the order, you know, it's probably in the right order, but it's not the order I'm going to be preaching in. But we know the story of Paul, he starts off as Saul, the Pharisee who persecutes Christ followers, and then one one day on the road from Damascus to Jerusalem, he experiences the appearance of light from heaven that halts him. The light speaks directly to him. I don't know about you, but it would be so nice for God to give firm direction as he did with Saul, who then became Paul. Speaking directly to Saul, Jesus makes himself clear. You need to choose another way. You think your purpose is this, but actually I have another purpose for your life. God turned Paul's belief system upside down. Love eclipsed the law. And there was transformation that happened in Paul's life. For Paul, it was made clear. But how do we know for certain which way, O Lord, is our purpose? This morning we begin, so in Ephesians, the writer of Ephesians understood the need for community to focus on developing authentic relationships rooted in love. Knowing God's love made manifest in Jesus Christ became the primary motivating factor of Paul's life. Sharing love is one of God's purposes for the church in spreading the gospel. This is one of the reasons why I appreciate and love and serve in the United Methodist Church. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist Church, came to know this through his heart being strangely warmed. Knowing of God's unending, unearned love for him, something at work in him and every one of us before we could ever even know it or acknowledge it. Prevenient grace. Grace that comes before. That we don't have to earn God's acceptance and love. It's in this boundless love that Methodism spread throughout the world. You know, sometimes it's only by having patience that we understand and see how God is able to work his will, even in the toughest situations, that God's able to do something that only God can do in redeeming us. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a hope." In the Ephesians, it said, "He is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his Son and forgave our sins." That God loves us so much as his children that he gifted us with redemption and forgiveness, lavished on us. This week and the last couple of weeks, I've kind of received mail and cards, and I've received bulletins from churches that I don't even know who are praying for me and for you. You see, for Paul, life with Christ is a communal matter. It's something so much bigger than ourselves. It's something so much about us together, about the church as a whole. You see, because Paul's purpose and our purpose is to create communities whose life together is embodied not in a private individual way, but in a communal corporate experience as believers and followers of Christ. In the book here, Which Way, Lord?, the author tells the story of the 1999 Martha Vineyard plane crash. If you remember, John Kennedy Jr., his wife and her sister took off in a private plane that was going on a pretty long trip. Kennedy sat in the pilot's seat, and he had just really been certified 1 year prior and didn't really have enough experience to be flying at night without an instructor. And it's said that he had refused his instructor's offer to ride along because, as the instructor said, He wanted to do it alone. Do it alone. Had significant consequences for the Kennedy family that day. But how often do we maybe say the same thing? It's often that we try to take things in our own power and authority that we say, I can just take it from here. I got it. I'll do it myself. That can cause the most damage to ourselves and others. I think that's why God desires us to know boundless community, unending community, so that we don't think we have to ever think that we have to do it alone. We're not called to be people to do it alone, but we're called to be people that accept the grace and the love, the boundless love of Christ. The Message translation of Ephesians 1:11 says that it's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. It's in Christ that we find out who we are and what we're living for. You see, it's in Christ that we get our why, we develop our call, we take note of our gifts, and we help live those out with the world. As the book continues, next week we talk about, as we know our purpose is in Christ and sharing Christ's love and being part of a community of faith, a boundless community of faith, the next part was taking stock. You don't take a baseball bat to a football game. I don't know. That's what I came up with. You got to know what you have and where you're going. So you take stock what you have. One of the things that we notice in the scripture is how Paul talks about adoption. And it's a special thing to be adopted. It's even more special to recognize that we are all adopted in our relationship with Christ as we live in the world today. That no matter what happens in the world around us, we always have the gift of the one who loves us, who always has our back. And when we accept that we are indeed a child of God, we know who we are and whose we are. And it's in that we find our purpose. And so as God's chosen and adopted people, may we share our love. May we serve God and our neighbor, not because it's something that we can earn something from, but because it's what God has done for us. May we excel in faithfulness, generosity, and love. Thanks be to God. Amen.